Moncrief on News Talk.
Ireland has until next June to process into law a new EU pay transparency directive. Once it becomes law, it will become far easier for employees to ascertain how much they're being paid in relation to others. Obviously, it will have huge implications for the gender pay gap. Deirdre Malone is head of employment at EY Law Ireland. Good afternoon, Deirdre.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Now, the government has until next June to make this pay transparency directive law, I assume, in this country. When that happens, assuming it does happen, what will be the rules around it? In the sense of, if you're already an employee in a company, what will you suddenly know?
So there's lots of different parts to the directive that will be implemented into Irish law. And I generally divide it into three sections. So the first bit is about information for people who aren't yet employees and what information they'll be entitled to receive. And then the next section is around when you're in employment, what information can you as an employee receive? And the last part of the directive then is around enforcement. So that enforcement piece takes a few limbs to it. You have enhanced gender pay gap reporting. You have a better or more streamlined access for employees to payment of wages claims. And then you have the potential for joint pay assessments in certain circumstances where there's a gender pay gap of more than 5% in any specific category of workers. So there's lots involved in it.
Yeah. Now, I assume, and obviously common sense would tell you it's probably going to affect gender pay gaps more than anything else, but I assume it would, it extends to everyone. If you're two men sitting beside each other, one suddenly earning more than the other, you can do something about that, or two women in that position.
It's related to gender difference. So your access to information will be connected to what's your pay level as an employee and then what's the average pay level, but it's broken down by gender. So if there's a man sitting next to another man earning more money, there may be other reasons for that, but you wouldn't necessarily be able to rely on, because the information that you get under this legislation is connected to gender pay gaps.
Okay, but will it mean that a lot of companies that mightn't have done it already are going to have to come up with pay scales for various grades of employment, for instance?
Yes, and we're seeing a lot of that with businesses in Ireland at the moment and across the EU. So businesses getting themselves ready to report under pay transparency rules will really be working at the moment on the job architecture around a business. So they look at who fits where in the business. So this is all about equal pay for equal work or work of equal value. And that's the piece that has employers really scratching their head around, well, what's work of equal value? Mm. How do I have two people who are sitting side by side, but doing, they have different job titles and there's different maybe skills or terms and conditions or responsibility or working conditions. And are they the same job? So the employers who are really ahead of the game and preparing for next year are working on that now. They're putting people into job families, so grouping the people doing equal work into families and then looking at, well, do I have a problem here? Is there a gender pay gap within that specific group? So it's a far more sophisticated analysis of your gender pay gap than we currently have in Ireland. So it will be enhanced gender pay gap reporting.
Yeah. And when it comes to enforcement, you did mention reporting, but if someone has, if an existing employee feels they have a genuine claim, how can that be enforced in terms of bringing her wages up to parity?
So that's the beauty of this in terms of having access to information. So you've gone with the female gender. So if a woman comes along and says, okay, I think I'm getting paid less than the man who's sitting next to me doing the same job, that employee will be able to ask their employer for information about their pay level or the average pay and the gender pay gap for that category of worker. That's giving women for the very first time access to information that has been really hidden to date. So when you have that information, once you receive it, you might be able to bring a payment of wages claim. And when you get into our Workplace Relations Commission, which is the forum where an employee would take that claim, things will change. So what we have is a shift in terms of the burden of proof. So rather than the woman needing to go in and say, this is what the discrimination is, this is how I can prove it, the burden shifts. So that makes things already easier for an employee. They have the information and they have a shift in the burden of proof. And the third piece that will help to streamline the bringing of claims is going to be connected to the comparators. So normally you'd have to go in and say, I'm Mary and John over there is earning more money and I know he's earning more money. But what we'll be allowed to do now is an employee will be able to take a claim and point to a former employee, or they'll be able to point to a hypothetical person, or they'll be able to point, if you're working within a group of companies and you're aware of information from an employee in the group, but not within your specific company, you can point to that person as a comparator. So all of those elements together make it a far more streamlined, easily accessible way in which to bring a payment of wages claim.
Yeah. And do you have to request the information, or is there any onus on the companies to just make that kind of information freely available?
So reporting obligations will be there on the employer. They'll have to publish their annual report. So, for example, this year we have our employers who have 50 or more employees are now in scope to report. So they'll be publishing their report. And for the first time this year, we'll have a platform onto which employers will be able to upload that information, and then they need to make it available to their employees. But the more detailed breakdown within the categories of employees, that's something the employee will have to request.
In terms of companies having to upload this information, what if they don't? Is there a sanction against them?
There's no financial sanctions currently, but we will need to see what the government does in terms of transposing this directive into Irish law. There is an opportunity for an employee, if their employer doesn't upload a report, to take a complaint to the WRC. We haven't seen any in the last 4 years. And similarly, the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission, which is the body responsible, they also have the opportunity to take a claim against an employer who has failed to report. And similarly, we haven't seen any prosecutions in that space at all, any complaints made.
And will this apply to all companies if, say, you just have 4 employees, for instance?
That's something that we'll need to see what the government does in terms of transposition. So the directive, when it comes in next year, it will apply to employers who have 250 or more employees. And that's an annual reporting obligation. And it will apply every 3 years for employers from 150 to 250. There's a sort of a cascade in the same way that we saw with the gender pay gap reporting. In Ireland, we're now down to the 50 plus employers needing to report. I think it'll likely be the same. I don't see any reason why we would increase the threshold, nor do I see any reason why the government would perhaps decrease it to your question. I think it's more likely that it will stay in or around the level of 50. That brings about 2/3 of the employers in the state into scope in terms of reporting.
Yeah. And in terms of the gender pay gap, can it work the other way as well if you're a man and you think a woman is getting paid?
Of course it can.
Yeah. I'm just anticipating angry texts from some of the listeners saying.
No, of course it can. It's plus or minus. Yes.
Yeah. Deirdre Malone is Head of Employment at EY Law Ireland. Deirdre, thank you very much.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.